A jest's prosperity lies in the ear of him that hears it, never in the tongue of him that makes it. Then if sickly ears, deft with the clamours of their own dear groans, will hear your idle scorns, continue then. And I will have you and that fault withal. But if they will not, throw away that spirit, and I shall find you empty of that fault, right joyful of your reformation.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Hingle. I'm so glad you could come along. As you see, we're just having a free activity period where each little individual chooses his or her own occupation. Some are painting, some are using plasticine, and some work at the sand table. We feel that each little one must get to the bottom of his or her own self and find out what they really want of life. Who is making that buzzing noise? Stop it, please, Neville. Hazel, dear, come away from the door and get on with your plasticine.
Mrs. Fairfax surprised me by looking out of the window with a sad countenance and saying gravely, Miss Eyre, will you come to breakfast? During the meal, she was quiet and cool, but I could not undeceive her then. I ate what I could, and then I hastened upstairs. I met Adele leaving the schoolroom. Where are you going? It's time for lessons.
Mr. Rochester has sent me away to the nursery.
Where is he?
In there,
pointing to the apartment she had left. And I went in, and there he stood.
Come and bid me good morning, said he.
I gladly advanced, and it was not merely a cold word now, or even a shake of the hand that I received, but an embrace and a kiss.
Art thou not ashamed to be called captain? And captains were of my mind, they would truncheon you out for taking their names upon you before you have earned them. You a captain, you slave, for what? Tearing a poor horse rough in a boarding house. He a captain? Hang him, rogue. He lives upon mouldy stewed prunes and dried cakes.